Welcome back to Motherload Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host, talking with Cole Prisabella, Tuolumne County's Director of Innovation and Business Assistance. You know, Cole, we've talked about a lot of topics on this weekend show. Looking ahead to the coming weeks and months, what is kind of next on your radar?
Really, the next few things that I'm really looking at is implementing this action plan, making sure that I'm covering the three pillars, which is the retention, attraction, expansion, but also making sure that I really am hitting this goal of recognition. And what I mean by recognition, I don't mean recognition of the innovation and business assistants or even myself, but really it's about growing an understanding of why economic development is so important for our county and our region, and it's real value proposition. And so what I really am planning to do is really grow that communication strategy and really make sure that the state recognizes our department and our county for being that development organization when they need to have questions on the Central Sierra, and really be that kind of regional advocate that shows we are making progress and we are doing things to encourage them, the state, to recognize rural issues. But more importantly, I really was, at the beginning of the show, we talked about how this action plan is about educating and making sure that our community understands my role and how I'm going to implement and work towards that role. And so I'm hoping to implement a way to encourage more social media use. I'd love to be able to do more of the online posts and blog posts. But the one of the ways that I'm going to do that is there's a podcast called Tuolumne Talks Business. And this allows us to share information with businesses and with economic development directors about what we're doing in Tuolumne County and how we're utilizing some of those state and local resources. And the next kind of series is going to cover, I hope, some of the business stories as well of what businesses have done to pivot so that we can really kind of share and grow all together.
Putting together this action plan, have you received pretty good buy-in from the local business leaders in the community?
Yeah, I had. So when we do have outreach from the businesses and they do see some of the things that we're putting together, and especially this action plan, there has been encouraged and positive opinions about this action plan. And not only that, but I also sent this action plan out to our kind of regional partners, but also state partners. So sent it to some of my friends that are associated with different economic development groups. And a lot of them thought that this was a great way to share and show to their community as well kind of what they're doing. So I think that's what's also exciting, is that my business community shared some positive responses, but not only that, but our regional economic development directors shared some regional positive responses about how they're going to also implement a similar project. So yeah, I look forward to it. And I think one of the biggest things, and I hammered this home to the board of supervisors too, nothing I do, the website, Tuolumne Talks Business, this action plan, is ever a static document. Nothing I do is static. I always, always encourage and love feedback. I truly do. And so whenever I get feedback based on the website, I've implemented those changes, be it from board of supervisors to even constituents. They sent me an email. They said, I don't like this. I think you should add this. There needs to be a direct link to you so that people can find your information right on the homepage. Implemented those changes. So if anyone has any kind of comments or ideas, I think you're just as smart as I am, if not smarter. So please share them to me. You can email me, you can call me. I always love talking about all the different things that I'm up to.
To gain more recognition and eyes on Tuolumne County, have you been working with other local organizations around the county to kind of have a coordinated message and effort?
Yeah, so we've been doing a lot of work with the chambers, making sure that Tuolumne County Chamber of Commerce, Tuolumne County Business Council, Sonora Chamber, and then even some of our ancillary Groveland Community Chamber, Yosemite Community Chamber, in Columbia, and making sure that, yeah, we share those resources. So that's one of the big things that I'm hoping to do, is even have presentations at a different level too. So think Rotaries, Kiwanis, Homeowners Associations. If any of those organizational leaders are interested in hearing what I'm up to or want me to have an update to their members, please invite me. I'd love to go. I've been doing them even to the Tuolumne County Association of Realtors. And later this week or next week, I'll be doing one for the newly put together Tuolumne County Lodging Association. So absolutely, if you have any sort of organization Association, please invite me. I'd love to give kind of an update and share some resources.
So if a local business is looking to expand, or if there's a business from outside the area that's considering moving to Tuolumne County and they reach out to your office, what are the type of things that you can provide and information you can provide to them?
Yeah, the first real big resource I like to share for any businesses that are interested in our region is a website developed specifically for attraction, and that's selecttuolumne.com. It has a lot of great data, a lot of great information to help them make that business decision. But also when there's a community member in Tuolumne County that's interested in starting a business, it's also a great place to start, selecttuolumne.com, and there's a drop-down called Business Assistant. There's a tool there that has the kind of basics of how to start a business, how to write a marketing and business plan, but then also who to get connected to. And with that connection, one of the first ones, especially for when you start a business, I always recommend Valley Sierra SBDC, and they're valleysierrasbdc.com, simple enough. And they do a great job of helping businesses for free on how to get all those things implemented and started. I would absolutely, if you're a community member interested in starting a business, get connected with them.
Well, Cole, we appreciate the update on economic development and for coming on today on Motherlode Views. We look forward to talking to you down the road.
BJ, I can't thank you enough. I really do hope that the community can come out of coronavirus, and then, like I said, be a little bit leaner and running great businesses. I'm very optimistic in Tuolumne County. I'm incredibly appreciative for this position and being able to assist businesses throughout this pandemic. It's been my honor, and I really appreciate our community. So thank you, BJ.
A good note to end on. We thank Cole Prisabella, Tuolumne County's Director of Innovation and Business Assistance, for being our guest on this weekend show. Again, next week we'll be hearing from the board chair of the Calaveras County Supervisors, Marita Calloway, getting up to speed on everything happening government-wise in Calaveras County. We'll see you back next week for Motherlode Views.
You've been listening to Motherlode Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the Motherlode. Motherlode Views has been brought to you by Nate's Tree Service. No job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.